This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, family of police sergeant who tragically died in a road collision mourns his death. Police issue a wanted bulletin for the man involved in yesterday's fatality. Barbados will soon be able to provide feedback on the constitutional reform report. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport urges PSV operators to sign up for mandatory training that commences this month. The country's Human Resource Association calls for greater efficiency in Barbados's business sector for this year. And Trinidad state prosecutors write the Chief Justice seeking better protection for their lives. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest with the details and Barry Wilkinson. The family of Sergeant Antonio Rochester, who tragically lost his life after being hit by a truck, are mourning his death. Sergeant Rochester's parents, Glenn Dean and Anthony Rochester, told Starcom Network News he had been warned to be aware of his surroundings. They added that their son was a pleasant individual, but it was clear that someone might have been out to harm him.
Nice, nice person. Very loving.
Don't get into nothing with nobody at all. Nobody.
Everybody they like him.
Could get along with anybody. Yeah, when this fellow the carrying on and all kind of foolishness. Not boy never fit it. Did that fella or answer? Oh, nothing. Okay. Be careful. Be careful when you on the road walking or whatever, or going into the house. Be careful. Keep your eyes off on it.
Glenn Dean and Anthony Rochester, parents of the deceased Sergeant Antonio Rochester. In a related story, the Barbados Police Service this morning is appealing to the public for assistance in locating 36-year-old Amel Warren, who is wanted for questioning in connection with serious criminal matters. Warren, whose last known address is Olive Gap, Tudor Bridge, St. Michael, is believed to have fled the scene of the fatal accident that claimed the life of Sergeant Antonio Rochester before police arrived. He is described as approximately 5 feet 10 inches tall, of dark complexion and medium built. The police have advised Warren to present himself to the Criminal Investigations Department at the Black Rock Police Station, Eagle Hall, St. Michael, accompanied by an attorney of his choice. Anyone with information on his whereabouts are asked to contact the police immediately. Barbadians will have the opportunity this weekend to provide feedback and questions about the constitutional reform report that has been submitted to Cabinet. Members of the Constitutional Reform Commission presented their recommendations to President Dame Sandra Mason in September of last year. The CRC will host a meeting this Sunday at the Frank Collum Hall, which will also give citizens the opportunity to get a greater insight into the report. Former member of the Commission, Senator Reverend Dr. John Rogers, further explained the aims of the session.
The former chairman of the Commission would be basically given an overview of what would the process and what would have been done, and would be given the public and the opportunity to give their opinion on both the report as well as the draft bill. Of course, nothing will be changed as a result of that, because it's not our report anymore. It has already been submitted. It's now the report of the Cabinet. But what it does is that it gives the public an opportunity to voice any opinions that it may have and any alarms that it may have in terms of some of the recommendations that would have been made. And I'm sure that Cabinet will be listening very closely.
He noted that while the Commission no longer exists, Cabinet will be paying close attention to the feedback.
Let's not pull ourselves. There's nothing to say that the Cabinet has to accept anything in the report that has been given. It's just an advisory commission. And therefore, I'm sure that anything that is said on Sunday that would be meaningful, that is not incorporated in the report or in the draft bill, the Cabinet will be paying very close attention to. It would be within their own interest to pay close attention to.
Senator Reverend Dr. John Rogers. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is calling on public service vehicle operators to register for mandatory training set to begin this month. Under the recently gazetted Transport Authority Regulations 2024, PSV workers are now required to complete the public service training as a condition of renewing their permits. Director of Communication of Public Affairs for the Alliance, Mark Haynes, is urging operators to take advantage of the training, emphasizing its importance for compliance in the sector.
we support it on this end, and we are calling on all the PSV owners in particular to urge their workers to go and get training. And I'm also asking them to move with alacrity on this. So do not lag or do not put it off and put it off and put it off. And then the time comes when there's a cutoff point. We do not wish this to happen. We are calling for full cooperation of the owners and of the workers themselves and submit themselves to the training, because this is the real and means real forward. The regulations are now in place and we cannot procrastinate any further.
Director of Communication of the Alliance Owners of Trans Public Transport, Mark Haynes, in the lunchtime edition. The president of the Human Resources Management Association of Barbados, Nicholas Roberts, is urging the public and private sectors to prioritize efficiency and improve the ease of business on the island for 2025. Speaking on the challenges faced by businesses, Roberts said the inefficiencies across sectors continue to hinder progress. He emphasized the need for the implementation of modern technologies to streamline operations and improve business processes.
I think it just takes too long to do business in Barbados, and this is across the board, whether it's the public or the private sector. There are a myriad of reasons why this occurs, whether it is customer service, just in terms of getting things done on time. I think businesses, once again, can implement technologies to improve their business processes, so to make things more seamless. But across the board, I just think it takes too long to get things done. And then when things are done, it seems as if it's here today or tomorrow. And I understand that that is our island culture. We're not as fast-paced as first world countries. But I still think that there needs to be more alacrity when it comes to doing business and conducting business in Barbados.
President of the Human Resources Management Association of Barbados, Nicholas Roberts. In Trinidad and Tobago, following the assassination of a colleague, Randall Hector, on Wednesday, attorneys at the Director of Public Prosecution's office are temporarily off the job and afraid they could be the next target. Jensen Levin reports.
In a letter to Chief Justice Ivor Archie, Director of Public Prosecutions Roger Gaspard said his attorneys will not be at work for the rest of the week. The letter said the attorneys were traumatized by Hector's death. Hector was fatally shot around 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night as he left the Seventh-day Adventist Church located on Stanmore Avenue, Queen's Park West. CNC3 News understands that attorneys who were at the office today were crying and too distraught to do any work. Gaspard had raised concerns about the safety of his attorneys when the government rented a building on Park Street for his office to relocate. After refusing to relocate, the government secured another building on St. Vincent Street for the office. The letter to the Chief Justice comes as the Law Association called for state attorneys to receive state protection.
Jensen Levin in the lunchtime edition, our top stories. Family of police sergeant who tragically died in a road collision mourns his death. Police issue a wanted bulletin for the man involved in yesterday's road fatality. Barbados will soon be able to provide feedback on the constitutional reform report. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport urges PSV operators to sign up for mandatory training that commences this month. This country's Human Resources Association calls for greater efficiency in Barbados' business sector for 2025. And Trinidad and Tobago state prosecutors write the Chief Justice seeking better protection for their lives. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, produced by Chantal Legal Gibson. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.